This is Inge, my friend Inge, of many, many years. And my husband and her husband went to the Boy Scout in Vienna many, many years before we immigrated. And then Henry and Francie, her husband's name, didn't see each other for years till we met at our club, Austrian club. It was called Friends of Austria. And both our husbands were very ambitious. Everyone wanted to be, her husband wanted to be the president of Austria, and Henry insisted if he wouldn't have become the president of Austria, he would have cried. Remember how sad Henry was? And we women, we were just there. We were just playing along. And we didn't really care, both of us. It was not that important, but to our husband it was. And Irene Siegel, we met through our former, he was here for 4 years as a trade delegate of Austria, and Irene's husband, Günther, had some business with the trade delegate, and he said, oh, you have to meet the Siegels. And that's how we met, through our trade delegate. We met the Siegels and became very good friends and had a lot of good times.
And Ellie and I always were. Yeah. We laughed so many times about the old country and all the things what happened to us.
Well, tell us some stories about why you laughed at the old country.
Why we left the old country?
Why you laughed.
We didn't want to leave the country because we loved Vienna.
Laughed.
Ha ha. Oh, laughed.
Laughing.
Well, because our parents were entirely different than it is right now.
But her parents and my parents were very much alike when we talk about our parents. Our upbringing was very much alike.
In what way?
Going to school and the way we lived at home, right? When we talk about, when she tells me about her childhood and when she was a teenager, her mother, you tell that your mother made the clothes.
Yes, my mother.
That's
was
an interesting story about your neighbors.
Yes.
So your mother was a dressmaker?
Was a dressmaker during the war. You know, she had to, in order so we have something to eat, we had to, she had to work. And it was not an easy time. And then they found out about my religion. And in school they called me names.
What was your religion?
I'm Jewish.
Uh-huh.
And they used to say, can I say this to you?
Sure,
Inge, you're a Saujudin, you're a pig Jew. And, you know, we were always scared. It was very scary. But Ellie and I talk about all these things so many times. So we went through a lot of the same things. And then we came to this country and we're very happy here. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Whenever we saw Henry, he kissed our hand. He was such a gentleman.
Yeah, he was.
That's very Viennese.
Yes.
Yes, very Viennese.
Men don't do that all over Europe. It's mostly...
But the Viennese especially, they are as charming as the Southern gentlemen in the U.S.
Yeah, that's the difference between the Germans and the Austrians.
Yeah. The Germans, well, they do too, but it's not
well,
that.
Well, not all the Austrians are like that.
The Viennese especially are very. Yeah.
But right? Henry was special. Henry was,
yes, he
really
was
one of a kind.
Yeah. And I got him. I was very lucky. I didn't appreciate him enough.
Oh, Ellie, you did.
I guess.
But Henry wanted everything his way anyway.
Well, yeah.
He was an artist.
Yeah. They're the same.
Right?
Yeah.
And we are trained. We are trained wives.
But I understand that Henry always talked about moving back to Vienna. And what did you say?
Not moving back. But if he could have, he would have. He knows that was utopia, you know.
His heart was in there.
You cannot break up after, especially if you have kids. I didn't want that my kids were be raised in Vienna. I wanted them to be Americans.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm very, very, a very proud American.
I think all of us Europeans are.
Henry was just a very sentimental person. That was his thing. Of course, he had a good life when he was in Vienna. Never a worry. But
sure, his parents were doctors.
Yeah, and he had wealthy grandparents.
And
never a worry. And here he had to struggle.
He had to work hard.
And he did. We all did.
Yes,
we all supported our husbands, otherwise they wouldn't have gotten where they were.
That's true.
With our support.
That's so true.
What kind of jobs were available to women in Vienna as compared to, in America, women can do anything, but was there restrictions?
Well, no. Francis, I'm sorry.
Well, Henry was an architect.
No,
and
for women.
For women.
Oh,
well,
Austria.
I was a dressmaker and I had my own business. There was. Inge was too young.
I was an assistant to a dentist. And I think he wanted me more than as an assistant. As an older man, I was so young, my God. Then
of
I
course, the older the men were.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't tell me that story.
Yeah.
So how did you fight him off?
Well, I had to stop working.
That's the man in Viennese. European
the men. European men were ladies' men.
All of them?
Most of them.
Most of them. They wanted a wife.
Yeah.
And then
a
when
mistress.
They had children,
yeah,
they wanted a mistress because then young blood. Yeah, it was very common in Vienna. See, here the women don't take that. Or less. Some do, some don't.
How did you women handle that? When the men
graciously. But are you better, you ask yourself, are you better off divorced?